As we noted earlier, there were lots of emails to the Evening News about the roadworks at St Stephen Street, and none of them were enthusiastic. I'll read a selection. Chris Blogg wrote, "The shops on each side of the road are now going to suffer, as there's inadequate crossing points on the street. It's chaos." City Boy also expects to see a mess. "How many more times is this street going to be improved? Each improvement mucks it up, making it a target for the next improvement. Can't wait to see the mess they make this time. Could be the final nail in the coffin for St Stephen's." David Arnold is very unimpressed. "Another shambles. Everything all fenced off so you can only cross St Stephen's by Primark or at Debenhams. Why not allow shoppers to cross St Stephen's at Superdrug? And why start the work on the first shopping Saturday in January?" Beddingham bloke suggested a better way to spend the money. "If the money was available and had to be spent on something, perhaps there's some point to this. But seriously, does the city really not have areas that are in far greater need of attention than St Stephen's? Off the top of my head, wouldn't it have made more sense to spend the money on making the pedestrian passageways beneath the St Stephen's roundabout less squalid? Dig it out, open it up, slap a dome over it, fill it with plants, and have a nice little cafe." Plato X didn't understand how the sawtooth bus bays will work. "I'd like to see an explanation of how the new sawtooth bus bays are supposed to work. On Radio Norfolk, they said that the buses would park diagonally and then reverse out. So does that mean that a lot of the present footpaths will be reduced to facilitate same, as otherwise buses with their backsides sticking out into the carriageway are going to impede other buses, cyclists, delivery vehicles, etc. Similarly, if buses are reversing, one wonders how long it will be before an accident occurs." And Normal for Norfolk suggested getting rid of the buses altogether. Wild thought. "If it's going to take 10 months, why not make the bus diversions permanent and put something better than a bus station in St Stephen's, like a linear park for pedestrians only? No smelly buses there ever again."
Kieran Yates from Poringland noted that the vaccination centre is moving to the City Hall, but he's concerned about the lack of public toilets there. As he says, "You can't have a palace without a throne." I read that Norwich City Hall will become a 7-day vaccination centre. Yet the City Council webpage says it has no public toilet provision. How is this acceptable in 2022? Continence issues are a disability, and provision of WC facilities is a matter of dignity and equality, especially in a public facility such as our City Hall. This should be the people's palace, and there should be a throne to sit on. The lack of toilet provision at a vaccination centre could be a barrier for some to get jabbed. Sending visitors out of the building surely isn't right or fair. A great many people have urgency with incontinence and should not have to suffer the indignity of lack of a basic facility in a public building when attending the vaccination centre. It's time public toilets were installed on the ground floor by the customer centre or the other toilets made available in the interim.
Finally, Mrs. C. Timms of Salhouse has noted the recent stories about high tides leading to flooding in the Broads and serious erosion at Winterton. She thinks the problem is that Norfolk is building too many houses. Controversy over the building of so very many new homes in Norfolk is ongoing, and much has already been said, so I don't propose to repeat any of it. However, consider this. We're now accustomed to seeing pictures of yet another part of our precious coastline falling into the sea, with, seemingly, very little we can do about it. We should perhaps then consider that whilst we're falling into the sea, we're told that Wales, opposite us on the west coast, is inextricably rising. Here, then, is the overwhelming reason to now stop building so many new homes, because obviously the extra weight put onto the land is causing us to sink, whilst our cousins in Wales rise. Brackets, with tongue firmly placed in the cheek. Close brackets.